It's time to unleash your inner cowboy with the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Now, here's your host, Alyssa Barnes.
Hello, and welcome to episode 52 of the Earn Your Spurs podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Barnes. I'm here today recording the very first episode of 2016. And you may have noticed that I kind of disappeared in December. I actually ended up taking most of the month off to go to the NFR and spend time with my family during the holidays. But I also did a lot of thinking about Earn Your Spurs and where I want to see it go in 2016, specifically about how I can help the most people. And that was sort of the inspiration for my show today. I don't know about you, but here in Montana, the ground is covered with snow. And if you don't have an indoor arena that you have access to, riding becomes sort of scarce this time of year. But I guess the benefit of having that time to kind of plan and think about what you actually do want to accomplish once the snow melts is really a gift if we use it wisely. I don't know about you, but when it comes to my horses, I tend to start off a new year with the best intentions. And I think we all kind of do. It's not just with our horses, but, you know, I'm going to finally lose that weight this year, or I'm going to quit smoking, or whatever the case may be. But I've found that resolutions just don't really work for me. And that's the case with most people. They say that I think only 8% of people who make resolutions actually keep them. And the problem with resolutions is they're very vague. And you can say in January that, okay, I'm going to lose weight in 2016. Well, what does that mean? Are you going to lose 1 pound? Are you going to lose 20 pounds? Do you actually have a plan for how you're going to accomplish this? Are you just going to wish to lose the weight and hope that it happens? 9 times out of 10, with resolutions, we set ourselves up for failure right off the bat. And I use the example of weight loss because it happens to be on so many people's list, and that's why gym memberships sell like crazy in January, and by March, the gym is empty again. But I think that can happen with our horses. I know that can happen with our horses too. And even if you don't have a horse yet, or maybe, you know, your goal is to get a horse this year, there are certain steps that we can take that make the likelihood of us actually accomplishing our goals much more probable. So today, I don't have a guest with me. I'm just going to talk about setting SMART goals and specifically related to your horses, but you can really apply it to any particular thing you want to accomplish in your life. So SMART is just an acronym that helps you remember the specific steps for setting meaningful goals that you're more likely to accomplish. And the S in the SMART acronym stands for specific. That means that when you set your goal, it needs to be specific. And that is what I just mentioned about New Year's resolutions and why they don't usually work for people, because the goal is ambiguous. It's not specific. It needs to be broken down and very clear on what it is. Generally, when you are setting your specific goal, you're going to go through and ask yourself what, why, who, where, when. And you start off by asking yourself, what do I want to accomplish? What is it? Do I want to take a half a second off my barrel racing run time? Do I want to compete in 5 of my local competitions and whatever event I'm involved in? Do I want to spend more time trail riding? I mean, you really need to get specific about it. Spending more time trail riding, that's not specific. I want to spend at least 5 days a month trail riding. That's specific for half an hour each day. And then once you have that what really lined out, you want to go to the why. And I think the why is maybe the very most important part of setting goals. Because the why is what is going to bring you back to your goal when you get off track. When you let all the other distractions and pressures from your world come in and distract you from what you really want to accomplish, that's when you need to be able to go back to your why, which are the specific reasons, the purpose, or the benefits of accomplishing the goal. And remember exactly why this is important to you. The next is who is involved in your accomplishing of this goal. If you want to take a half a second off your barrel racing run, maybe your trainer's going to be involved because she's going to be helping you to make that happen. Then there's the where. Identify a location that would involve where you're actually going to be working on this goal. When. That's another really important factor of your goal setting. When am I going to accomplish this by? And then the last W they have here is which is identifying the requirements and the constraints. So what do you have to accomplish this goal? And what are the things that might hinder you or trip you up? It's a really great practice to think of those things beforehand because you know there's going to be things that come along. So plan for those distractions and derailments before they become an issue. How am I going to deal with this when something comes up and I can't make it to my lesson? Now, the second criteria for setting SMART goals is they need to be measurable. So we'll just go back to the barrel racing example again, because that's a really easy goal to measure. If your goal is to take a half a second off your barrel racing run time by a certain date, you can measure that as you go and see if you're improving along the way. And that's going to tell you whether you're getting closer to your goal or not. So having that measurable factor in there is really important, and it goes back to being very specific about what you want to accomplish and being able to really break it down. Now, the A in the SMART acronym stands for achievable. And I think this is another really, really important factor in lining out your goals. Because if you set a goal that is really easy to achieve, then you're probably not going to feel like you've accomplished much when you do achieve it, because it's something that you pretty much already knew that you could achieve when, you know, you weren't really sticking your neck out at all. By the same token, you don't want to set a goal that is so huge that there's no possible way you're going to be able to achieve it in the time frame you've set. So if you are currently running 19-second runs in the barrel racing and you set a goal to make it to the NFR, you're probably not going to make that happen within the next 12 months. Making it to the NFR could definitely be a goal for you down the road, but that's something you would need to think about what is going to be required to make that a reality. And it's probably going to require a lot of training and the right horse and the finances to get up and down the road. So if that is your end goal, I think it's really smart to set smaller goals within that are going to help you get there. If your goal is to take a half second off your barrel racing run and you can only ride one day a month, that's going to be pretty hard to achieve. So you have to think about what your resources are in comparison to what the goal is that you've set for yourself. Now, that being said, you need to think about what you are willing to commit to in order to achieve your goal. If you want to take that half a second off your barrel racing run time consistently, and last year you were only able to ride once or twice a month, that's not going to probably help you achieve your goal. So you need to think about what kind of changes you can make in your life that are going to make that more realistic for you. And you're going to need to commit to it. I mean, if this is something that you really want to achieve, you're going to need to think about some changes that you can make in your life to make this an achievable goal. And if you're not able to make the necessary changes to fully commit to this goal, then it might be time to think about lowering your expectations a little bit and setting a different goal. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because the reality is you're taking small steps towards your bigger goal. And maybe you set a smaller one this year to take a 10th off your barrel racing run, and next year you can speed it up even more. What I really think is so important about setting goals and tracking them is that when the end of the year comes around, you have something to look at and say, wow, I achieved something this year. The fact is, you do not have to set these huge goals in order to look back and be proud of your achievement. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't set any goals and you don't track them along the way, if you're anything like me, you're going to get to the end of the year and go, wow, I didn't do anything this year. I feel like I haven't accomplished one thing with my horse and haven't advanced him in any way. And that's a really crummy feeling. And it might not even be true, because I'm sure there's something positive that you can pull out that happened throughout the year. But if you're not really looking at that and scrutinizing it and tracking it, you're probably not going to think about it. You're just going to think about all the things you didn't accomplish. Okay, moving on to the R in your SMART goals acronym. The R stands for relevant. And relevant means the importance of choosing goals that matter to you specifically and that make sense for you in your life right now. So there's no point in setting a goal that is meaningless to you. Sure, it might have all of the other necessary parts. It might be measurable, it might be achievable, but if it's not relevant, if it doesn't mean anything to you, then what's the point? You're not going to feel like you've accomplished anything, even if you do meet that goal. And one key factor of that relevant portion is at the right time. This is such a tough one for me, and I think for so many of us, is the first part of the year comes around and we're like, oh yes, this is going to be the best year ever. I'm going to do this and this and this and this. And we set ourselves up for failure because we've already overextended ourselves before we've even started. And then we're just going to get overwhelmed and discouraged and give up. And likely we're not going to accomplish anything. So we really need to determine if this is the right time for us to set this goal. Now, I have a really good example in this case because it's 2016. I had a lot of thoughts and ideas about what my year was going to look like with my horses. My dad has a couple of nice cutting horses, of which he wanted to send me one to show this next summer. And that was something that I was really setting my sights on. But I found out that instead I'm going to be expanding my family in July, and it's not really a good time for me to set such goals that there is no possible way I'm going to be able to accomplish. So that's something that's going to be tabled until hopefully the following year, if I'm lucky. But the other thing we need to think about is there something else that's taking up the majority of my time that's also important to me, that is equally or more important to me than this goal, that is going to make it impossible for me to accomplish this goal, or is going to make this goal irrelevant? When it comes to being successful and achieving our goals, I think one of the most important things that we can do is limit our sights to one big goal. And once we've completed that one big goal, we can move on to the next one. But I think this idea of relevance comes down to how important is this really to me? Is it more important than the other things that I want to accomplish? Because if it's not, then either it's not the right goal or it's not the right time. And you just don't want to set yourself up for failure in that way before you've even begun. So really think about that relevance factor. Okay, the final letter in the SMART acronym is time bound. So whatever the goal is that you're setting for yourself, you need to have an end goal in mind. When am I going to accomplish this goal? Am I going to accomplish it 6 months from now? Am I going to accomplish it a year from now? And what am I going to accomplish in the meantime? So I think it's a really good idea to set up time-guided guideposts along the way so that you can check in every few months and see how you're doing. But also when you're setting up the goal from the beginning, okay, I am going back to that barrel racing example, I'm going to take a half a second off my run time and I'm going to accomplish this in 6 months. But in 3 months, I'm going to take a quarter of a second off. So you can sort of break that down into easier steps. And if you end up achieving that goal more quickly than you had anticipated, then you can set a bigger goal for yourself. But that deadline, that time-bound portion of your goal is really important. And you need to be able to commit to that deadline and stick to it and make sure it's a reasonable deadline. Because the whole idea behind setting up these goals is not so that you will fail. It's so you will actually be able to accomplish it. And you're going to have to push yourself a little bit. But that's what makes accomplishing your goal worthwhile. Because if it was easy to do, then you wouldn't feel that great when you did it. It's like, oh, yeah, I knew I could do that. Really extending yourself and reaching and stretching towards that goal is what's going to make it really meaningful for you. And there is likely going to be some sacrifice involved, or at least a shift in priorities. So regardless of what your goal is, I hope that this information about SMART goals helps you to really get clear about it and determine the steps that are necessary to make that goal a reality. If you happen to be in the frozen tundra like me, this is a great time to start working on those goals and planning out what your year is going to look like. Maybe you can't do a lot of writing right at the moment, but you get clear on that goal, you determine what steps you're going to need to achieve it, and you can still start preparing right now. Maybe watching some videos or reading some books, picking up some gear that you might need, developing a support system. Maybe your goal has to do with trail riding and spending more time in the saddle this year, overcoming some of your fears. And maybe it would help you to have kind of a group that you can go riding with and get together with a few other people that have similar interests to you. So that's something that you could start building right now. I hope this information was helpful to you. Like I said in the beginning, my goal for this year is to be more helpful to you guys. And what I've found from interacting with a lot of you via email and online is that so many of you struggle with the mental part of riding and getting into this lifestyle. Maybe you don't even have a horse yet, but you want to, and just it's intimidating. And I've said it 100 times on this show, it can be intimidating to get started. And then to actually continue on and achieve your goals, there's so many stumbling blocks along the way. So I really want to be a resource for those of you who are on a journey of whatever that may be for you. Something I am going to be offering are some coaching sessions with me. If you feel like you have some things that you want to accomplish, or you want to sort of set out a roadmap for the next year or the next 5 years, I want to help you with that. It is really important to me that anybody who gets involved with horses or in this lifestyle stays involved. And I know that sometimes if you don't have the right support system, it can be hard. It can be a little overwhelming, intimidating, and you might not stick with it. So I want to be that support system for you. And there are a million resources out there for you to improve your actual horsemanship skills. That's not what I want to do for you. I can point you in several different directions if you want to work on those specific things. But what I can help you with is setting some goals, making some plans, being a resource for you, and checking in with you along the way. I want you to find as much joy in this Western lifestyle world as I have and as so many other people have. So if that's something that interests you at all, please shoot me an email at alyssa@earnyourspurs.com, alyssa@earnyourspurs.com, and we can kind of work out the details. I'm just sort of throwing this out there right now and seeing if any of you are interested. And if you are, I may end up developing some more materials and possibly offering a group coaching session or doing some other things like that as we go along. But right now I'm just sort of seeing what the interest level is, and I want to be able to help you guys out. So please get in touch with me. Along those lines, I also wanted to let you know that there will be a PDF download available that goes along with this episode at earnyourspurs.com/episode52. And it will give you an outline of the SMART goals acronym, what each letter stands for, and you'll be able to fill that out to set your own goal. And my goal is to also create some additional materials that can help you sort of track your progress along the way as well. So hopefully that will be coming soon. Thank you for listening in today. I would love to hear your feedback and find out what you think. I'd also love to know what you're struggling with right now. What can I help you with? What would be another topic that you would like to hear more about? The show is not turning into a solo-only podcast, just to let you know. There still will be interview episodes, but there are certain topics that I think will be helpful to you guys that I may end up covering on my own. So look for more of that in 2016. As always, thank you so much for being here today and listening in. I appreciate you, and I will see you on the next episode of the Earn Your Spurs podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Until next time, happy trails and spur on.